Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is Around the Toolbox, number 29. Good morning. Happy New Year's. This is the second of the month. We're all kind of getting back to work and doing our thing. It's an early morning here in the Gornson household. We are getting stuff going. Julie's off back to work, and it's kind of the new year back at it for everybody. Now that we're all kind of getting back to work or starting to think about it, maybe some of you are coming back next week and taking the week off. Good for you. Good time for some R&R. But more importantly, I want everybody to start thinking about, you know, I am not a New Year's resolution because resolutions tend to get blown up pretty quickly. But when it comes to your business, there's no time than the now, nothing better than the moment to sit down and maybe plan out where you want to be for 2021. What do you want to get accomplished this year? What is taking up so much of your time? Are you in a position that you don't like to be in? Sometimes people like to be out in the field. They like to be out doing stuff with their hands, and now they're stuck in the office managing their company. Are you better off finding someone to do that and you need to get back out in the field and manage the crew? What can be successful for you? And bigger is not always better. But what can you do to your business, to your trade, if you're a subcontractor out there, or even your retail business, what can you do to be more efficient and to put more money in the bank or on the table so you can survive? We had a great year this last year for business in remodeling and construction. 2020 looks to be a good year, but every year's not that way. So what can you do to be more solid, to keep yourself in the right position, so when the times are tough and your competition's wavering and they didn't plan as well as you did, what can you do to get things a little more dialed in, to be a little safer? You know, because you want to be in a safe position if the economy cuts down. We know that that's going to happen at some point. Probably not this year, but what is going to take the economy down again and dial it back? Because this is always a cycle. You know, we always have good times. We always have less good times as far as that goes. So what can you do to your business to be more bulletproof, to make it more sustainable in the future? You know, are you going to train people, cross train them? Are you going to keep your employees happy? What are you going to do for 2020 to make it rock and roll? Have you done any marketing? You know, marketing is easy if you know what you're doing. It also is a place that you can spend six figures on and get no return. So what are you doing to keep things moving forward and to put yourself in a better position for 2021? So think about that this year. Think about it now. This is a great time. Things are still a little slow out there. People are spooling up as far as getting out of the holidays again. Take a few minutes and write it down. Get that notebook going. You know, maybe you use your computer screen. Whatever you do, take some notes. Plan ahead. Talk to your people that work for you. Find out what is holding them back. You know, have some January interviews with people to find out what is holding them back. They have great ideas. Your people that are working out there in the field, that are working underneath you or in your business, know what some of those roadblocks are. Maybe you can spend a little bit and make a ton or save a ton or just quite frankly have happier people and be more efficient. So in this week's, you know, Around the Toolbox special, I just want everybody to think about what are you guys doing that's making money? What's costing you money? And what can save you money? So all three of those things are stuff that you should be thinking about, and maybe you can be more efficient for 2020 and have a heck of a lot more fun doing it, because we all got to relax a little bit. We need to be having fun while we do all this stuff. If we're not having fun and we're not making money, then we've got something wrong that we need to go fix, because these are all profit situations that we need to be making money to make it sustainable for next year. Now that we're into next year, what are you doing for next year? Let's think about that. All right, everybody, we got a fun show ahead this weekend. We're going to do a little bit of revisiting some of the crazy stuff and some candid conversations as well about what all happened in 2019, because you can't get, have to get 2019 done to be able to wrap it up. So we've got a little bit of a year in review. This is not a best of. We did not cut anything up out of an old show. This is all new content. So take a listen to the show this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. Looking forward to seeing you there, and we've got some fun shows ahead. Alrighty, it's Monday and Thursday all at the same time for most people. Now let's have a productive week. I'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.